Have you ever wondered, what if our body had no bones? Well, it is hard to imagine that the strongest parts of our body might not remain so for long to support our falls if we do not take care of them. Hello and welcome to the Nutri Mantra podcast. We are talking about our bones and how to keep them healthy. The infrastructure of our bones is laid in our mother's womb. By the time we achieve adulthood, process of building bones is complete. Though the base has been built by adulthood, it is still important to keep on cementing it all through our lives. Without going into the technicalities of how bones form, let us talk about the nutrients essential for maintaining their health. Ask anyone and the reply would be calcium. Calcium is famous for its role in the healthy upkeep of bones and teeth. Amount of calcium we need changes at different stages of life. Its requirement peaking in adolescence, pregnancy, and lactation. As we age, the efficiency of our bodies to absorb calcium declines, which is one of the reasons why seniors need to consume higher amounts of calcium. Milk and milk products are the most readily available dietary sources of calcium. Besides calcium, they also provide protein and other micronutrients important for bone health. A word of caution though with milk. Researchers have linked a high milk intake with an increased risk of fractures. Vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, bok choy, fish with soft edible bones like sardine, salmon, nuts, especially almonds, fruits like oranges, apricots, dry figs, tofu are rich sources of calcium. Calcium-fortified breakfast cereals and flours also contain significant amount of calcium. These non-dairy foods also provide a suitable alternative for lactose intolerant people. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, is needed for calcium absorption from our diet. Food sources of vitamin D are limited and comprise oily fish like salmon, tuna, sardine, halibut, oysters and shrimp, egg yolk and liver. Milk and some fortified cereals also provide vitamin D. Vitamin K is required for apt mineralization of bones. Leafy vegetables such as lettuce, spinach, cabbage have vitamin K. Liver, cheese and soybean also provide a good amount of vitamin K. Magnesium plays an important role in forming bone minerals. Good sources are green vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, unrefined grains, and fish. Other nutrients needed for maintaining healthy bones are boron, fluoride, vitamin C, and phosphorus. Good sources of boron consists of avocado, nuts, peanut butter. Fluorine is water definitely and fluoridated toothpaste. Phosphorus, milk, milk products, peas, meat, eggs. Now this was about the nutrients which are required to maintain healthy bones. Coming over to few lifestyle changes that you can make to have healthy bones. Like moving your body. Weight-bearing exercises like walking, running, dancing, they help build bone mass and strength in youngsters. They maintain bone density in adults and also slows down bone loss in elderly. Smoking. It hampers the work of bone-building cells and increases the risk of fracture. Alcohol consumption. High intake, that is more than 2 standard units per day, has been linked to an increased risk of hip and other fractures. Salt and caffeine. They should be used in moderation as these can promote calcium loss from the body, especially if calcium intake is inadequate. For the elderly with reduced appetite, low activity levels, or medical conditions, supplementation with vitamins and minerals may be required. Other people at risk of developing weak bones include pregnant and nursing moms and people with certain medical conditions like liver or kidney problems where the diet of the person may be compromised. Love your bones. They will support you as long as you support them. I hope that you have liked this episode of NutriMantra podcast. Do tune in for more. Stay healthy and take care. Bye-bye.